can content you. What keeps you angry is your belief that your anger can content you. What keeps you in lack is your belief that lack can content you. What keeps you in jealousy is your belief that jealousy can content you. Every time you believe something little can content you, you make it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, because you've forgotten that you are gods, because you've forgotten that you create and that you are unlimited beings, I'm sorry, the universe doesn't suspend its laws because you think you're a human being. The universe does not suspend its laws because you think you're a woman and you're caught up in it. The universe does not stop doing its thing because you believe you're a man. That's what he's trying to tell us, you know, that you will never be able to give yourself what you deserve. Because your thoughts about yourself are not high enough to give yourself what you deserve.
Oh, wow.
Your biggest thought is little to God.
Good.
Glorious.
And he says, so there are two choices open to us. What's the two choices?
Glory
or little. Okay. All right. Now, notice that it says, this word is kind of trippy for my lips for some reason, striving. It says, these are the two choices open for striving. And then my mind says, well, what's striving? Okay, what's the Course in Miracles definition of striving? Well, the Course in Miracles definition of littleness is what? What you offer
yourself.
To yourself. Then what would its definition of striving be? You are striving for anything. I love this. He said you're striving for anything that you have vigilance for. So whatever you are vigilant for, that's what you are seeking.
Wow.
So whatever it is in your life that you're most vigilant about, that's the thing you want the most. So if you're most vigilant about your relationship, that's what you want the most. If you're most vigilant about money, that's what you want the most. If you're most vigilant about fear, that's what you want the most. If you want to know what you're really seeking, tell me what you're vigilant about in your life, and I know exactly what you want. And everybody will tell you what they're vigilant about, so everybody will tell you exactly what they want if you're listening.
Wow. That's good.
How do you separate ego from
the
glorious
existence? The ego is fear,
okay.
And the glorious existence is love.
Okay.
So that's how you differentiate them. Is that in this teaching that we don't have to believe, we're just listening to.
Yeah.
In this teaching, there is no fear in love. There's no compromise. That's what sets the Course in Miracles apart from other books. It doesn't compromise.
It's
that blows our mind. It's like, oh, wait, there's got to be a little fear in love. I know I love you, but I feel jealous. I know there's some jealousy in love. See, I want to mix them. And if you mix them up, you can't tell them apart. So we've been mixing love up, and so we made something else, and we've been calling it love. We took love and fear, mixed them together like a milkshake, and then started drinking the milkshake we made. So we're drinking our milkshake of love and fear mixed together, and it's little. It's a little milkshake, just a little teeny weeny milkshake, a little teeny milk. It's so tiny that we're not even satisfied with it. This relationship is so little, I'm just not satisfied with it. And that's what you tell people when you be upset. You say, I'm not satisfied with this. This is not what I'm mad about. You see what I'm saying? So really, that response is the correct response to dissatisfaction and littleness, is you should not be satisfied with it. So I know the last thing I expected to be told by God was that I was doing the right thing.
So
the last thing I expected the truth to ever tell me that was that I was doing the right thing. So what the Course is doing is taking just the way we are and is showing us how that's exactly the way we need to be right in this moment. And that makes you feel so innocent that your mind can't accept it. I mean, if you really are okay, if the way you really are right now is perfect for this moment, there would be nothing to be dissatisfied about. Because there would be nothing about you that was lacking in any way. If you need to be just as dumb as you are right now, it's the best dumb you could possibly be. And your dumbness is just the perfect dumbness for you.
Oh my God.
One time I was talking to a person, they was telling me, you know, how fearful they were of me and wanted to know how they could get rid of that fear, because they didn't like that fear that they felt in turn, that it would come out in the form of jealousy or envy or upset, you know. And I said, well, you are as afraid or angry or jealous as I want you to be. Because everything that happens to me, I'm the one that creates it. So if you act in this way, it's because that's exactly the way I want you to be. And then, because that took all this, it was your fault. I said, that was your fault then. I was hoping that you wouldn't see it that way, but this was the first step. The first step is to realize that if I truly am the creator of my experience, then there's nothing in my experience that's not coming to me without my request.
Right.
And so therefore, no one's doing anything to me that I'm not asking them to do. So there's nothing for me to be mad at them about. The real issue is I shouldn't be satisfied with this littleness that I'm giving myself, and that I could be giving myself greatness instead. But first I have to admit to myself that if I keep striving for things that are little and that don't satisfy me, I'm blinding myself to glory. I don't have the two choices to either be little or to be really grand. I got two choices. I can be little or I can be really grand. And it says, you know, so beautifully that, you know, we always choose one at the expense of the other. You don't have both of them at the same time. Either I'm choosing littleness or I'm choosing laughter. I'm either choosing littleness or I'm choosing laughter. I'm either choosing littleness or I'm choosing big. I'm either choosing, he said, every minute you're choosing, every minute you're choosing. I feel good this instant, I won't feel good this instant. I feel good this instant, I want to feel good this instant. I want to feel good this instant, I want to feel good this instant. I want to feel good this instant, I want to feel good this instant. I don't want to feel good this instant till my growth period. I don't want to feel, you know what I'm saying? The long period was the period I know I want to feel good this instant. I had made some revelation, had studied some truths, feeling good by myself, thought my relationship was going right. I choose peace. I choose peace. I choose peace because it looked like everything going the way I wanted to go. I choose peace. I choose peace. I choose peace. Then I choose peace and choose peace and choose peace until I reach my limit of being able to choose peace. And I choose conflict. I choose conflict. I choose conflict. That's the down period that came after the big up period that I didn't understand where it came from.
Wow, girl.
Any questions about that paragraph?
No way.
No, I'm not hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. What was the good news? Who can tell me just one thing that was good news?
I made the littleness.
And what's the good news?
You made the choice
to be glorious. Notice it said, choose it.
Yes.
That's what I like. It keeps saying, choose, 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 choose. And we are saying, do. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Tell me what to do. If you don't tell me what to do, I don't hear your answer. If you don't tell me what to do, and then I say, well, I am telling you what to do. What? Choose.
Choose.
I am telling you what to do. Choose. No, you're not telling me what to do. No, I am telling you what to do. Choose.
And
understand that the grandeur and the greatness that you are choosing is beyond your greatest ideas of what you deserve. So always give the universe the power of attorney. This is what I want, but if there's something greater than this, I'm open to receiving it. This is what I want, but I'm totally open to this or something better. This is what I want. I'll ask for what I want, but I'm certainly willing to accept this or something better. See, I'm taking all the limits off me. This is what I want, but I'm willing to receive something better. I choose to be glorious. I'm going to ask for something greater than I can conceive of so I can grow. Because if it's just what I can conceive of, I'll stay within what I can conceive of. And I need to get outside of what I've been conceiving of into the inconceivable.
Wow.
Which is where you are. Because you say it all the time. This is inconceivable. Okay, so you're on the right level of consciousness. You're doing great in your spiritual development. It just don't look like you thought it would. You're doing great. You old souls, you. we are all here in the meeting of the old souls home. We're in the old souls home.
Very cool.
That's good.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yep. Some of you all know what I mean. You know this is a movie you've been to so many times before. But you want to admit, you want to choose for glory this time.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we know that the problems come from being satisfied with less than what you deserve.